hell do you do this?
Change. New music there from what is the final album by Richard LaViolette, All Wild Things Are Shy. We heard Don't Quit On Me, and then we also heard Milkweed and Motherwort. And there's no way to listen to this album and not pick up on the emotionally charged lyrics and songs and content. And it's quite moving. You can't ignore the fact about that he's not here anymore, and he made this knowing that he wasn't going to be. But I strongly recommend everyone give it a listen. It is quite an amazing and beautiful record. And there has been some touring, even though Richard's not around, with people that played on the record and friends, and they've played in different places. And I believe there was like an inaugural show to release the album through You've Changed Records, we should say. This is how you can get the record. They did it at the, what's that festival they do in, like, you know what, I'm drawing a blank. But it featured a collaborative of different musicians, and I believe like Jose Contreras, Shotgun Jimmy, members of the Burning Hell, and more. Anyways, they've been playing shows, playing the songs to promote the record, and you should at least give it a listen. It is a good one. And
excellent. Yeah. And it's getting a lot of press as well. I mean, in addition to a lot of big rave reviews from the usual music press periodicals, you're also getting mentions in the Globe and Mail and other popular newspaper publications. So, yeah, it's definitely getting a lot of praise word of mouth, and it's getting through the publication circle. So, highly recommended. Also highly recommended, if you have not had a chance to listen to it in its 30 years of existence, you might want to jump on the bandwagon finally. There's Nothing Wrong With Love by Built to Spill. Of course, probably the big breakthrough for the band featuring Doug March and his wonderful guitar work. We heard two tracks from this record, which is celebrating 30 years of being around this week. We heard the tracks Reasons and Dystopian Dream Girl, with that great line about David Bowie and how much Doug March loves Lodger.
And yeah, that's how we started off that set. Coming up next, we're going to play a bunch of new stuff for the most part. Starting off with a band that had a record out in 2008 called The Achmonics, and I believe that's how you pronounce it, and they have a new album out. So the album they previously put out was called Party Fever, and the new one is called After Party Fever, and all of the songs are very, there's like a Farfisa organ driving the songs, really garagey and up-tempo. And they got this new release out, which is really cool, so we're going to hear that. We're also going to hear brand new music from The Submissives. This is a band based out of Montreal, and it's out on Celluloid Lunch Records. They have a new album that's out now called Live in Valve Studios.
Now, is it actually live?
Value Studios, sorry.
Is it actually live at the Value Studios, or...
I'm not sure. That's just what they called it, maybe?
Oh, well, cheeky little Submissives, aren't they? But yeah, also a newer album, too. I think we may have played something by this in the past, or at least this band, but Pack Rat. This mini album called Life's a Trap. So we're going to play something from that. And then something that we played the week it was released, before it was officially recognized as a record, something by Jack White's latest, his effort, No Name.
Yep, we're going to hear a track from that, which I believe is now available in stores again because it sold out when it originally was released on vinyl. And we're also going to hear a pair of tracks from The Henchmen. They played a show at the Labor Day Festival not too long ago in Michigan, and Jack White joined them for a couple songs. There's also a bit of history. He played with them on their 1998 album, Henceforth. And he played bass on that. And then they also put out a single where he did some vocals and also some guitar. And he did some live shows with them back in the day. So it's really cool to see, and they played a lot of songs from this record and also from their quite large discography. So we're going to hear something from that album from 1998. We're also going to hear something from 2017's XXV. And then maybe some new Bloodshot Bill.
That's right. Now, you're going to want to stay tuned, because throughout the program, we're also going to have new music from Jesus Lizard, Japan Droids, The Smile, Kim Deal, Cole Moon, OCs, and Crack Cloud coming up. But as Dave mentioned, Achmonics is up next. Ain't Coming In, here on Revolution Rock.